Proclamation number 5534 of 15th of November, 1952. Participation in the redemptive work of Christ. Following Jesus. You humans should all make it your business to participate in Christ's act of salvation, for countless souls are bound which you can help to liberate. You can all participate in Christ's work of redemption, you can all help to redeem what is bound, for this is possible in so many ways. But the most important thing is that you first believe that Jesus Christ is the divine Redeemer who took all your sins upon himself in order to bring you deliverance. And now you must also try to transfer this faith to your fellow human beings, to all souls which are unbelieving and therefore remain bound and in Satan's power. Everyone who believes in him as Redeemer also calls upon him, and his redemption is assured. But without faith in him, the soul will not find a way out, it will not find a savior who will bring it deliverance. Now every person who believes himself also knows about the significance of the act of salvation, and he should also impart his knowledge to the unbelievers. He will be assured of success if he himself represents the divine savior by following Jesus, i.e., if he makes an effort to live Jesus' life, if he himself observes the commandments of love which were given to people by himself and Jesus' teaching. If he lives in love, he proves himself to be a true follower of Jesus and a representative of his teaching, he proves himself to be redeemed by Jesus' love and grace, and now he can also advocate Christ's act of salvation with conviction. He can point his fellow human beings to the blessings acquired through Jesus' crucifixion and thus help them to avail themselves of these blessings and become free from their bound state, from a state without light and strength and therefore a state of wretchedness. You humans can contribute unspeakably much towards the soul's redemption, for you can also lovingly present the gospel to the souls of the departed. You can also show them the path they have to take in order to emerge from their wretched state. You can also point them to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and awaken in them the will and desire to be accepted by him, to confess their sins to him and to appeal to him for forgiveness. Everyone who believes wants to transfer his faith to the unbeliever. And even if he does not always succeed, he will nevertheless be able to demonstrate many successes, and his work for the spiritual kingdom will not be in vain. For he will always find support from the beings of light, who are likewise responsible for the redemption of the bound and who, in their love, will not tire of leading the beings to Jesus Christ so that they will find redemption from their torment. Amen.